Sif Beis, I just want to add in a few points. So I don't think we finished everything in Sif Beis. We didn't finish the shock, right? We finished the shock? What? No, yesterday, from last week. What? Yeah. Okay, so the Taz and the Kudus HaKesef deal with this Marshal. The Marshal brings that he's Koshish by Klisheni, it's Balea. Even though it's clear in the Gemara, it's not Mavashal. But Balea, the Gemara never discusses whether it's Balea or not, so it's definitely Balea. Okay, so the Taz learns up that's shot in the tour. So the Taz comes out with the Maisa that you should be Choshish, that it's Balea. Now, one of the Kudus HaKesef is Taina, the other one went through the Kudus HaKesef. Kudus HaKesef has a long arichas over here on every point of the Taz. He disagrees with it. So he says it's a cappella that you're telling me that Iri Klimishin is Mavliya Kadei Klipa and Klisheni is Mavliya Bekulai. It's not Mistaber. That the Iri is only Kadei Klipa and Klisheni is Bekulai. So the Chavis Das on that point So he starts off with that the Rishal in the Sukkot Zion. Shalom Kim Kolshkin be Iri the Rishal server the Kli Sheni be Iri Oyster Kuloi. So that's even more interesting. Now he says that the Yamsha Sharma says the more Msachim the Chalam the Sachsan and Karlif Hanu Bechatichus. I have a Gemara that you see Tetotol Gavar. It's only a Klipa. That's Bechatichus. Abadavet Solo Shemizaro Love Me Kol Tzad Bulei Bekula. Okay. Iri Muyit Gam Rishal Moida. That's a more the more that has a case like that. Not the right void. Va'iker. The mice is like this. The way I would understand that the Greek understands it. The mitatoa ain't b'leah shum chaim fil kirishin mamish shemid al darbet sonen and b'leah mitatoa had sonen kum avur b'simus ali beisiv zayin b'agor. So when the tatoa is signing, and we hold tatoa gavar, and the law is chaim, so it's not of liyah b'kuloi. Because it's a togover. So when you pour from the klirishin, which is cham, onto something else, which is sinan, so then it bets on the bottom thing is makarit, it cools it off. Meanwhile, it's bulei kadei klipa. So that's why Iri is only kadei klipa. But the case over here, the Marshal was talking about the case was that the klisheni is cham, and it's the tato. And now something falls into the klisheni. Rakim nafal darv l'sei cham shacham l'mata fil hu chaim klisheni hu b'lei ha-shaper. Okay, so that's how he understands the pshat and marshal, how it's shaykh that Iri klirishin could only mavliyah kadei klipa, and going into the klisheni it's mavliyah bekulai, because the case was that the klisheni, the point was it went into the klisheni, and the klisheni is hot, and it's lamata, it's the tator. that he says, but the Marshal agrees it's not Mafan of Liakachar, because Mafan of Liakachar goes with, together with Bishul, and Klisheni is not Mavashul. So that's not relevant in the situation. So where's the Bilei Bekuloi? Says in a case where there's liquid and a solid, and Isur Solol went into the if the Klisheni was hot and it's a liquid, and the heter falls in, it's Mavliya Bekuloi. Tatol Gavar, it's Mavliya Bekuloi. Gush Lagush, that is the case you need have to maflit from one double gush. Mavliya to the second double gush, that taka that he's maskim, the Klisheni can't do. So Tzadok Chabas thus understands the Mashal, which at least gives us a mahal to understand the Svora, that you know the Shach is saying, the Shach's horror is you know that Iri Klisheni is Mavashal. Klisheni is not Mavashal. So Iri Klisheni is stronger than Klisheni. And Iri Klisheni is only Kedai Klipa. And Klisheni is saying is Bekuloi. It's talking about Mistaber. So the Chabas thus has a very nice mahal to understand, right? The guy with the Kaicha Bulia, the guy with Kaicha Bishal, Iri Klisheni is better than Klisheni. Fine. And the Gabi being Mafud, being Mavliya, also Iri Klisheni is better than Klisheni. But the case where all you need to do is be Mavliya, so Klisheni has an advantage of Tatal Gavar, which Iri Klisheni doesn't have.
That's the beginning, says that Iri is cool.
That he seems to say that he has it said that the Marshal himself in one place says that even Iri is Mavliya Bekuloi.
So he is
Masopic. No, he's not Masopic. He seems all the Iker that's not that. When he says the Iker, I'm not sure if he means it's the Iker that's what the Marshal holds, or that's what he personally is going to hold. I think he's saying what he personally holds. They said the Marshal himself. The Marshal holds even Iri is Bekuloi. He says, well, the Maisa, the Taz doesn't bring it down like that. Taz brings down the Marshal holds that Iri is Kedekvipa. And Klisheni is Bekuloi. So that, not Mistabra, is Tavis Das. I don't know, but that's what I hold.
Well, he says Tosefer. He means there's a Tosefer Taz?
Yeah, he wants to change the Taz. Right. The Taz, as we have presented, is not looking like that. So he says, no, that's you look at Marshal, that's Takim Shah. But the Taz is presenting the Shah's Kasha is a good Kasha. He says, no, it's not a Kasha, because the Kilik is Pasha. No. Okay, it's a small. Well, whatever that eerie mode means, I don't know that. There's a Gemara which clearly says it's only Kedai Klipa. The case of the right, so he has to say the case over there was the case over there was it was not daf. It just dripped. So the not daf is not eerie. You know, gotta be this. That's Pasha is what he means. Okay. Okay. Now. I don't recall we did the shach. Okay, one more point in the Taz before we go to the shach. So he comes out to be Machmer like the Marshal. Now he throws in a line over here. He throws in line. Now, v'im hucham shayad nichvitz boy, oz oser kama mevushel. The hanol fil b'chisheni. Now, the phrase yad shaladis boy, yad nichvitz boy. the pashas in the flow of the Taz, he's not differentiating between the two, because he's discussing until now Yatzel et Hezbo, and he's saying my pshat that the Torah agrees to that this marshal, and he says, and that's what the Torah says. So they're klisheni. Therefore, all of the chumas which we said before in Sadi Dalad, etc., would apply to klisheni also, without the reference between a yad nichlus by and a yad tzeledus by. So those who quote that the Taz is being marked by yad nichlus by more than yad tzeledus by, I don't think that's correct. Okay, you remember that already yourself. Yeah. Okay. However, the Chachmas Adam does differentiate between Yad Seledesboi and Yad Nichlesboi. And he says that this whole discussion whether the cliche is not Mavashal is only by Madrega of Yad Seledesboi. But a Madrega of Yad Nichlesboi, it's so hot that it's Yad Nichlesboi, so then even a cliche is Mavashal. And he's Madaika from a Rambam. It's pretty much a work like that in the Rambam. Now, where's the Rambam? Take a guess. Wrong. Yeah, it's in Meiser of all places, right? Because what's the gate? Hillel's Meiser. Because there's a halacha by Meiser of Kvius. That's something that the halacha is that when you're master something, so you can still eat it until it reaches some drag of Kvius. You can still eat it derech haroi. Once you reach the Madrega of Kvius, then you can't even eat the Derech HaRoy. So the Mishnah says in Maestris that in a case where you take wine, which is mazig, and the standard was to be mazig it with hot water, so that already that's Nikola Maestris. So what's the case? What are you being mazig it with? So you're being mazig it, right? So you're putting it into cremation, or you're putting it into klisheni. So the Rama says, listen, if you put a klisheni, which is the Yad Nichlus Boy, so it's Nikola Maestris. It's called Mavushal. Right, so because that's why it's Nikola Meiser. So the Rambam was aware that the dinner Yad Nichlus Boy. So the Chachmas Adam then applies that to Hilchos Basar B'Cholov and to Hilchos Charuvos and to Hilchos Shabbos. And he holds by all of them that you have to be concerned about this issue of Yad Nichlus Boy. So this temperature of Yad Seledes Boy is a range. Now, what's the range? What exactly defines what's called Yad Nichlus Boy versus Yad Seledes Boy? That's going to be hard. And we spoke about a little bit about what the shear of what of Yad Seledes Boy. Ramosha has his, you know, has a few tshuvas about it where he talks about it. He gives it a range. Says that a certain lower range we feel is a good possibility that's considered Yad Seledes Boy. It's a suffix already. And a certain temperature is Vada Yad Seledes Boy. Now the temperature he says Vada Yad Seledes Boy is 160. So the lower temperature he puts is either 110, 120, different than skulls. So Yad Seledes Boy 110, you're not going to get a significant burn immediately. The natural reflex of the person is to pull his hand back. It's Yad Seledes Boy. Right? Person will leave it there for a little bit of time, he's not going to get a significant burn. Right? Yad Nichlus Boy, the point is the hand will actually get a significant burn by believing in that temperature. By 160, that's going to happen. Right? So Ramosha is calling that the range of Yad Seledes Boy. So in the Pesukim assume over 170 were kosher for Yad Nichlus Boy. Just to give you a muscle of it, your standard water heater is set in the house somewhere between 120 and 140. So that hot water, you set your hot water heater at the highest setting, is coming out at 140, 145, and that is extraordinarily hot. Right? To the point that you would be scared you're going to burn yourself. The hot water heater in the house, the boiler, the hot water. Right? The instant hot is set for 190 usually. That's with the Yad Nichlus Boy.
Refresh for Yad Nichlus
Are you chayav yad nechaz on a shlishi? So now, do we? This is the chayotim, right? So the raya from the Rambam from Kviyas of Maisu to Hilcha Shabbos is a chiddush. You know, some of the poskim come along and say that's a fairish mishnah where that Melita is kaveya for Maisu. It says Kavisha is kaveya for Maisu. So okay, so maybe Bishul and Klisheni is also kaveya for Maisu. Whatever that means, right? So the Shusel and Sulta the Gabi Hilchas Isra Hanob Bosu Makalov and the Gabi Hilchas Shabbos that it's called now, but that what's the gayest over here is the gay that it's Maflim of Liakachas, right? We don't really care about Bishul, right? Except Bosu Makalov, you were about Isra Hanob, right? So, but our issue is at Maflim of Liakachas, so maybe that's the Gabi Isurim you should be Machim, or that you should apply to Hilchas Shabbos. So the general understanding of the Gabi Hilchas Shabbos is it's not Mikra Din. The Chayyadim, the Chachmazadim is not Iskabal Mikra Din. So Chumro.
But the Gemara is not the Gabi Berer. Not Gabi Bishul.
But the Gemara also says it's like Garna Lamaisa. It's just a random activity of making the high. And the Gemara is saying, why is it not a lot by Shabbos? If I understood correctly, the Gemara is asking the most basic question of, look at what's Shavia by Maisa as a Tikkun. And I don't know, a Tikkun there should be a Tikkun. And the Chilek is only.
I don't remember this Gemara. I don't remember. Okay. I don't remember. I can't discuss that. I don't remember it. I haven't learned Vega recently. You learned more recently than I did. But I don't remember the Gemara saying that. But that could be, you're right. I don't know. I'm serious. What? We got a Gemara at Bay. Look it up. Okay.
Saying that someone who's machmir like the chayadam should be machmir like this is there's no chiluk.
There's no chiluk. The point is the temperature. It's the point is if the nakuda is the nakuda of temperature, so there should be no chiluk. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So halacha lemaisa, the prima godim at the end of Mishnah Sois and Dalet. So he says in your local halad vein have some ruba yesh less the kuloi. So you should be oser kuloi. It's not have some ruba. Now it's a chumra, which means by have some ruba we're not going to be machmir. Fine. Gun to hate. That means you cannot do away with the din of klipa. The klipa is the mechaber presents a din of being mavliya voiser kere klipa. Comes on the Taz and says, no, it's Makuloi. So okay, now it's not half Sib Maruba. So there's, it's Oyster Bekulai, but there's Shishim. Great, we solved our problem. So do you need to be, Karlif? Well, if it goes Bekulai, you don't need to be Karlif. If it only stays on the Klippa, you don't need to be Karlif. So it's very nice, you want to be a very Machmer, and be Choshes that goes Bekulai, and be Matal Tzamech, that doesn't allow you to be take away the din of the Shulchan Aruch, the Chachil, you have to take off Klippa. So that's the first thing he points out. Now, the next step is in a case where Hefsa Merubah, when she's Mekel, when the Ramah came out, that Bidi Abed Mutabalai Klippa Vadach of Al-Masaki. What about Hefsa Merubah? The same thing. It gets the same equivalent as it's in the Chavkila. So the Hefsa Merubah not coming out. So where's the case of Hefsa Merubah to take off a Klippa? I mean, how can you, are you Hefsa Merubah to take off a Klippa? Not such a common case. He says, actually, Klippa Loshai Hefsa Merubah. You know, I mean, you throw out a whole thing, it's Hefsa Merubah. Throw out just the Klippa. I mean, how expensive was your food to start with? She says it's a Negeya, but something when you take off, sometimes you take off the outer layer, the whole thing is Iskalko. So, in such a thing, you would not take off Klippa either. But so practically, that's not, you know, so you take off the outer layer of your chicken, so you take off the outer layer of the chicken, it's not the end of the world. If something which, by taking off the outer layer, being iskalkal, you know, I'm definitely not a cook, so you have to ask your culinary experts what that would be. In a Kanama, you wouldn't have to take that off either.
The sheer Klippa is not totally on each food, however much it when we say klippa's tali, when you take something off and it holds together,
right?
That's one standard thing for all food. It's not tali on the.
No, it's in general. It's tali on the food. Yeah.
This food is kafel, so then klippa for this food should be. Until it's not
Niskal. No. The sheer klippa is that you can take off a layer without it falling apart.
And that's a certain amount of millimeters there. It's not totally on what type of food.
No. Certain foods, their integrity is they're a denser type of a food, and their integrity is greater. Certain foods, their density is less. Their integrity is less. So for those, you'll need a thicker thing, otherwise the small amount will fall apart. But the fact that the kilkel, that's not going to play a role in the regards to density, it doesn't change. He's just saying that there's certain foods, when you take out the outer layer, it exposes the intersection to damage.
And after a passage of time, then it's
called. So it'll be in a skalkel because of that. Right. Okay, now, next step. Ricky Wager says over here that you should be makhbar the chatkila. So Kreger says, so does it mean you have to be makhbar the kalim? Give the kasha the kalim. So that's tirka, that's not hefsid. So if you're supposed to be makhbar the chatkila, so by klicheris, which can't kasha, you have to throw out the klicheris. That's already called a bidiyev. So there, you don't have a chiyev to be makhbar. But kam shishim shabeinu kam and shal klisheni, have a kilo chatkila. The yesh of the kana b'agolo, so you have to kasha them. So according to Kiveger, that so a woman comes to you with a shayla, that she had chicken soup in her not chicken soup. Let's make it more. She had beef broth in her klisheni, and it was very hot. And some milk fell in, you know, it wasn't shishim, right? So you have to kasher the clean. Okay, if it's your china dish, which you have to throw out, because you can't kasher it, so you don't do anything. It's klisheni, it's not mavliya. If it would be a metal pot, I say kasher the pot. Right, that's what Kibager would come out and say. Right, my submitting of Paiskim is not like a lot of places are not like Kibager. That even the, and much we're taking this chumrah, take the chumrah of the Gabi Kalim and Klisheni, we're not so machmer. So It's interesting, Treveger just brings it to Tipshut, so he doesn't bring that anybody felt like on it, but it's not so poshut. Okay. Okay.
According to Rava, the befuddling method is not just ceremonial apostles.
Okay, there is a interesting piece. So Marshall is a mask, and that a Christian can't be mafim of liyakachas. So what about the following scenario? So a person, the person takes a kaf cholevis, the bas yoma, and he puts it into the a klisheni, a bowl, right? Klibishin is the knera. They put already put it into a klisheni. They put the beef broth with some pieces of meat in the klisheni. He puts a kaf cholevis into the soup, hot soup. So Dagam Obama says, so taking out the tam, krisheni, take a tam out of the kaf directly into the broth. That's one nice. That's one action. What's one pula of taking the tam out of the kaf into the broth? But to be mavliyah into the pieces of meat that's being maflet and being mavliyah. Krishen doesn't have to do both of those. She says the meat is mutter, the broth is also. The meat is mutter, because the meat is only one mice, it's just being maflet. The tam of the calf goes out into the broth. So the broth absorbs the tam right away. What you're asking Krishen to do now is then take that tam and mavliyah into the basur. It can't be mavliyah into the basur. You're asking it to mavliyah into the bowl. It can't be mavliyah into the bowl. The calf is the other direction. The tam basur has to go into the calf. That's only one maaser. So the calf is usur, the broth is usur, the bowl is mutter, and the meat is mutter. As long as they didn't touch. But if you touch your spoon directly to the meat, so then the tam has to just go straight out from the meat into the bus. So that's considered one mice, he says. The same thing if it touches the. Now, I'm not sure what he holds if it ever touches the. He says even if it touches the car also. I think that's a chiddush that we discussed before. That pasha is still called. That's called one mice or two mice. He learns that the lamas and the marshal is it can't do two things. We discussed this back in Saudi A. So that's how he understands the marshal. That's what he paskins.
It wouldn't be a problem with the meat even though you can't really separate the juice. Like, you can't take out meat without any. It can be dry.
So, on a practical level, what do you do about the right of? I don't know. Could you add the meat? I mean, vato. No, the broth is also. The child is, how do you get a piece of, how do you eat your meat without worrying about some broth on the meat? Right, that's, it's a practical question. That's my wife. I'll say it's other questions. Right. The practical part, I don't deal with. We made an arrangement of a division. We got married. Okay.
You only have to eat the meat if it's dry every day. That turns the picture. It becomes pretty interesting.
Yeah, man. Can I trouble you for a? I need a simon samot test. I need like a regular Yeridaya. We discussed this. We learned Sadi Hey. The old versions is like Chelik Aleph, you know. Does somebody have a samotes? Somebody's version has it. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, I got one, yeah. So there's a remor in Samach Tes, Siv Tes. So Boser Shenimlach when he's Bashal Beloy Hadoch Achrona. So you have the Karech with the Melech there, which has dam in it, and you didn't wash off the Melech. So Shishim Kreya Melech Shaboy. So you need Shishim Kreya the Melech. Now we get Mitzar Shishim. No. We lack a samach b'kedera negad melach. So you got a problem. Zok the Ramah. I feel the husim rak b'klisheni. So what would be the case with the basar, which was nimlach, and was nisbashel? It wasn't nisbashel. It was put into klisheni with the melach on it still. So it has the heat of a klisheni. I have to know, am I worried about that it's going to take the time out, will be in his bashul or not, in the klisheni or not? A koloser. Even the remor shita is, the klisheni is not even a bashul, mikra din. The ma'achar sheyesha melach mitzir, I feel a klisheni mabashul. So because of the extra kayak of the melach and the tzir, klisheni is mabashul. So the assumption in the poskim is that Dover Korf would have the same Milo. If the situation would be that you're talking about the Isser or the Heter, whatever the Klisheni is, this is Dover Chorif, so then Klisheni is Mavashel. Or at least it's definitely Mafen and Mavliya. Fine. How does the Rambam? Right. So the Shach says the Huad Enem Yesham Chaimitz B'Shar Dov Rechorif Ki Agav Na Mavashal Afak Yesheni, and he brings that's some Napi Rabbi. So the Shach brings that also. So that's okay. Exciting. So person saying, you know, they mix it in a klisheni. So you would like to know what that klisheni, what was. So it's important to know what was the klisheni, what the food was. Okay. Sif Gimel. Okay. Novel Shacham the Sechet Shacham the Klirishin. Okay, so you have a Kli Rishon, you have Heter Cham, and Isser Cham fell in. I feel the Isser Tzoynen, the Sech Heter Cham, or cold Isser fell in. So Kol Osser, the Tatog of Elyon, Mecham Ha'achim Afli Petachtin. So the Isser, which is the Elyon over here, which is cold, is not mafla tam until it gets heated. But that's not a problem. The Tatogavar, the Klal Tatogavar which you had in Psalchim, tells us that it could heat it up to the point that it lets out tam, and the tam is coming out from the whole item. The whole item is heated, and therefore the tam is coming out from the whole item. You would need Shishim Keneged, the whole Davar Isser Elyon. Okay. Vein tzarch loymar, the hetzut sayin in the sachis racham, shekol osir. So now, the case of heter sayin into iser cham. So over there, all the tachan has to do is even avliya into the elyon. So if I tell you that the tachan can heat the elyon and take the tam out and be mavliya into the tachan, kal b'chomer, the tachan could just be mavliya itself into the elyon. Okay, but so learn the head to send in the Sakhir Sakam Shakolos. So that's Posh. Aval, Ima Elyon Kham, a Tatan Sen. But if the Elyon is Kham and the Tatan is Sinai, and I sell can I keep up? So, the Tachton Tatogavar is cold, is going to give me Makar the Elyon. So while it's being Makar, it's Belayek and Eklipa. I feel Imho Elyon Hacham Isser. So now, flipping that Kabbal Karma around, right, he's saying in a case where the Elyon is the Cham is the Heter. So you're asking your Tachton, which is Kar, to be heated up by the Elyon and then be nivla back into the Elyon. Can't do that. Tatogavar. Okay? But what about the case where the Elyon, which is hot, is Isser? So I don't have to heat the Isser. The Isser is ready to, Isser is come and it's ready to go. So I'm ready to maflit. No. The Elyon's going to cool you, the Tachton's going to cool you down, and you're only going to be able to be maflit a little bit. They sleep. The Isser needs to be hot to be maflet, and then it has to be nivla. No. You know, I don't need to heat the heter to be bolay. I just need to heat the elyon to be maflet. The Isser to be maflet. So practically, if my Isser is the car, I have to do, it's a two-step process. I have to heat it and then it'll be maflet. That's solving your problem with the Kabbal Karma to Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, makes sense? Good. Okay, so in the first scenario, we're talking about that the Tatan is Kham. So the case is a Klirishan, the Tatan is Kham, and something is falling into the Klirishan. So that's easy. All right, but you gave me a case where the Tatan is Kar, and the Elyon is Kham. So the Tatan is Kar, obviously, it's not a Klirishan. It's cold, it's not cooking. So what's the scenario that you're talking about, the Kayach of a Klirishan, in the context of Tatogavar? Forget about Tatogavar, Logavar, it's a Klisheni already. Or better, it's cold. There's no Kli over here at all, right? It's like number 75, right? So the point is that you took the Elyon from a Kli Rishon and you place it directly into this cold pot, this cold container. So that still has the heat of a Kli Rishon. So we have to say, okay, so it has the Kli Rishon. So if you hold the law Govar, it's going to be Mavliya Bekuloi. No, we hold the law Govar and it's only Mavliya Kedei Klipa. Al karhunach b'klisheni. Well, it could be double gush also. He's going on both. No. Stop. Everybody agrees. The whole marshal about double gush is once it's sitting in the klisheni already, does it still retain the mile of a klimishan? If I have a double gush and a klimishan, I take it out. It's called a klimishan according to everybody. So you put it into the klisheni and it sits in the klisheni, then it becomes a klisheni. Right, but same. Right. Okay.
So you're saying that now is the control of what they're all referring to. Otherwise, it seems like I'm going to be the time. By the way, Eroi would also not have limited Kashem, but I don't think that's what the Rambam meant, is what he said.
Right, no, he says, I took something from a Kareishan, I took a hot piece of meat out of the Kareishan.
That for sure.
And I put it now into this container of cold, so that's called a Kareishan going in.
Because it's
Dabar Gosh. Now, I mean, the Taisa came along and said, the Mechogas in the Rashbam and the Reno Tam was, does Eri Kareishan have the same Milov that so, the Mekalei it's Bola, which means, you know, that means being Mavashal, or does it mean, since it's Tisar, immediately it's not Shaykh Hashem, even Hashem Bli or Bishal over there. That's they're arguing about. But it's the same concept, that it still has a certain mile of the condition behind it.
They weren't discussing anything, right? They weren't discussing something that's particularly tough or bushel.
They're talking about Erie, it's right. Liquid. Where the question is interesting. Okay, everybody following this test conversation? Alright. There are more, just practical cheshbon of what's going on over here, right? We're discussing the din of, we're saying that the case is a case of Moraz Mechonti Logar Tatva Gavar, the bottom is silent. The bottom of sodium means it's not a Kareishan by definition, because it's cold. There's no cooking over there. So you're putting something hot into that. So what is this hot thing you're putting in over there? Say if it's, you put it, it loses its shame, Kareishan, as soon as you take it out, and Klisheni is not Mabashal. So then the conversation gets very funny. According to the the Ikrashita over here is Enu Mafet Lo Mavliya. So it doesn't do anything. So this, if you tell me you lose your same Klevishan as soon as you take it out of the Klevishan, so who cares you log over to talk over? Right, and the more saying, if you hold your log of var, this item is going to be mavliya. It's going to heat up, bekuloi, etc. That's very nice, but it's cliche.
It's not touching the dais, it's touching the meat.
So a second. So comes along the Ramah. The Ramah says, no. The shame cliche is once it's actually placed into cliche. Until then, it's not called a cliche. It still has the mile of a klirishan. So it's going back to our discussion before, we discussed what's the ikur. The Kuda Tosis says that a klirishan has the mile of daifus makamamus. The klisheni has the chasaron of daifus makararos. So it's pretty mavur over here that the ikur problem over here is daifus makararos, because till you put into klisheni, you don't have daifus makamamus anymore. You took it out of klirishan, but you don't have daifus makararos. So it's still called a klirishan. So now, it's still called a klirishan. Now I have the next step. I want to know. So what happens when this klirishan meets this cold food? Well, if you hold the log gavar, it heats it all up, and it's mavliya bekula. If you hold the log gavar, it cools it off, and it's mavliya kadei klipa. Okay, I can live with that, right? So in the case of tzli, for example, a case of tzli, I take it off the spit, it's no longer sitting on the fire, right? And I take that hot piece of roasted meat, I put it and he puts it in this container of milk, right? So if you hold your log gavar, the whole thing is basmati called the rice. This klirishan is mavashul. You know, it's a tall gavar, so it's still called a klirishan, but it's makarit immediately, and it's only kadei klipa. Okay, let's take the scenario to a scenario of Irui, and it's Nifsa Akilua. So, Irui, which is not Nifsa Akilua, is a step better than this. It's still connected, as it were, to the hat walls of the Kareishan. Alright, so you even have Daifdus Mechamamois still, because it's still connected back, even though you're pouring the liquid, it's still connected back to the hot walls of the Kareishan. Okay, so we hold that Irui is Mevashal. Well, because we could be to talk over. That's Red of Time says because that's kasher, the first bomb's kasher. So it means you're saying if you hold the log of, it would be Mevashal Bakulai, the word doesn't make him a cloak. And what they did in that case is she told him two shitas that he wasn't holding his tabor. Yeah, he says there's a kasher menotam. We'll have to answer that question. But pashas, yeah, because the tatar gavar, and that's Rabbeinu Tam's kashman. Tatar gavar says that batsim the iri has a kaiha kubish in the mevashel. It's only what's a sin of cliche and it's not mevashel. But why only kaiha kubish? Because we pass the tatar gavar. If you hold the law gavar, it would be takim mevashel kuloi. We hold tatar gavar and hold some mevashel kaiha kubish. Fine. Now that's a case where it's loy nifsek hakiluah. Okay, what about a case of nifsek hakiluah? So what we're saying, it shouldn't be any worse. It's not the liquid, which in nifsek hakiluah is not worse than a piece of meat. It doesn't have doifnus mechamamois, but it doesn't have doifnus mechamamois. So there's nothing heating it, there's nothing cooling it. Right? So the mile of Dover Gush, which we've been talking about before, it's already sitting in the Klisheni. There's Doif Nois being Makaris. And say, Gush holds its own against Doif Nois Makaris. That's a separate sugya. Right? But that's not our sugya. And liquids don't. Liquids react to the Doif Nois Makaris and they lose their mile. So what do you do in a case where it's nifzer hakiluach and it falls into the klisheni, the cold, not klisheni, it falls into this cold food, irikli rishon, right? It's nifzer hakiluach. Is it mevashel or not? So the Prima Gaon before in the Sitzer Das and Hay, he says like this. Let's just read it. Go back to Sitzer Das and Hay. So what's in the Geya? The Chumra that's not Mavash, what's in the Geya? I want to do Hagolah, I get an Iri. Right? Well, Iri is if it's Mavash Kalikipa, it's Magol Kalikipa also. Well, maybe it's not Mavash Kalikipa, and if it's not Magol Kalikipa, and it can't do a Hagolah. Sorry, Chim is it. The Iri Shanifsa Kakiluach, Vare Anna Mavash. Elafila Mavlia Umaflit Havi Rak Chumra Baalma, Mirabona. Dover Pasha is not Mavash. And in Mafim Mavlia Kachas, pushing it in the Chumra Darbona. Lomina Torah. Kosh Kosh Mogan Roma, Rakhim, Tosama Zain, Islam and Gimel. Zara Maker, Yepshele Bola Purta, okay. It's all, it'll be Bule, but Maflin Mavlia, that's not going to do. Fine. Really? I mean, fine. That's what he says. It says it's a Mogan Rum. Okay? So are you happy with that? Or not, right? You don't have. So what he seems to be saying is that the Dorthus Makaros. Well, we hold Tatal Gavar. So the Tatal over here is doing two things, really. It's fighting the Blia, but it's also being Makarer. The Dorthus are being Makarer, the Eroi. So Bishlama, when it's Lo Nifsek HaKiluach, so the Dorthus can't be Makarers because there's something being Makarimimimimimimimimimim. But once it's Nifsek HaKiluach, he's saying you don't have Dorthus Makarimimimimimimimimimim. So a dover tzol, a liquid which moves quickly, we have to assume that it doesn't. It's going to lose the mila of doifus mechamamois. Part of adamekule, that part of the din of the tatoa is mekarer. It immediately gives the doifus mekareres. So it comes out like ma'aser like this. So even though we don't accept the barshal of dover gush according to Ramah when it's sitting in a klisheni, we do agree that dover gush has a mila over a liquid regards to holding its kayach bishul. Because a liquid falls into klisheni, if it slips like a kiluach, we say, I'm sorry, you're an iskarer and you have no kayach bishul. A salad who goes in has a kayach bishul. Because it's a kayach bishul, it takes time. Meanwhile, it's going to cook it. How much can I clip it?
How do you see it as a kind of bishop? Maybe it's just a big bishop.
Well, the way I'm going to say it is, in Hilchos Shabbos, all the place can handle the shaila of being machmir d'bar gush. They all talk about he wants it sitting in the klisheni. The kol zman, it's not in the klisheni. I have tzli, which I took off of the fire, and I want to smear oil on it. It's a deraisa because it's mevashel. Which means that once it's, even though it's not laish anymore, there's nothing in mechama mois. Gavadush, we agree, maintains its heat, and still has a kayak of bishul, and you'd have a problem putting shemen on it. Now, next time I put into klisheni, what's the halacha? Okay, that's already the chumra that you know we're kosher for the marshal, etc. Right? Same, but he's saying that a nifsek akiluach loses that. Okay, so that's the room over here. Now, the karmuna klisheni, v'achamaniach a heter etzloi oyolov enor seklal the klisheni eno oyser k'moshen isbayer. So according to the Rama, klisheni has no kayach. The ilah tata is irrelevant. Once it's sitting in the klisheni, even though we're gush, according to the Rama, it loses its kayach bishul. So I don't care, or meeker than he holds, it doesn't even apply. It's kayach being meeker than he holds, it's not maflit. But he have it, we say it's mutter, it's not maflit, it's not mafliya, it's not maflit, kachas. Klisheni doesn't do anything, and your dover gush in klisheni doesn't do anything for you. It just sits there and does nothing. So therefore, once it's ready, murach and klisheni, it's irrelevant. So you put the heter etzloi or a love and oyster cloud, the klisheni and oyster commotion is by. Fine. Dr. Moviter. So now you put the two things side by side, not on top, not on bottom, but side by side. So you don't have the myla of tato, you don't have the chesaron of ilah. So what's the law? Im shem cham and mechayim kli rishon a koloser. Okay, so if the both of them are cham, okay. So here's where our Ramah is clearly on record, even though it's a davar gush, it's two items next to each other, it's two chatichas. Both of them are hot, one is Isser, one is Heter. So the Isser, we said, the Ramah, if it's in a Klishen, okay, we're going to have a problem. But a Klishen, everything is fine. All right, it's a davar gush. Ramah holds a davar gush. It's not Maflit, it's not Mavliya. Klishen, everything is wonderful. Okay. So they're both hot. So then a kolos. So I don't have the mila of tato. I don't have the chesaron of ilah. So it can put a flavor in. And since the other one is hot, it goes makuloi. If I echad sudden, I had to tzara klipa, but makam shenaga. So if one of them is cold, so the blia will go in only connect klipa. It doesn't have the kayak to be, doesn't have the mile of tatoa to heat it up to be mavliya bakula. Fine. We'll finish reading the Ramah. We'll leave it, go through the second to Nusa Kalim tomorrow. Is there Shanicha Bakli Hatter or the Hapuk? Arena Megam Kane Din Tatoa Govar Kamoiba Base Khatifas. Fine. So we're going to see in the Shach discusses that this whole discussion is discussing foods. Foods have a they're more sensitive to flavor. They're more sensitive to they're softer. So we say there's a din of ilah, tato, etc. What about when you're discussing an empty pot and food, and one is hot, one is cold? Do you apply the rules of ilah and tato in that situation? The Rambam says yes. The Shach's going to bring that. That was a machlokes, whether we said that or not. Okay, but the Ramah says yes, the same rules of Ilo Tato apply to Kalim, the same one they apply to two food items. Okay, last din. Also, Laris Miklish Yesh Bershuman Kosher, the Ner Derlich Yesh Berchela Bershuman Isser. So you have an oil which is mutter, and you're pouring it into this hot lit Ner, which has either Chela in it, which is Isser, or it has Shuman from something which is an Isser, right? Fat of a treif animal. So you're pouring the heters above and the itzers below, and we're going to say that we're worried about the tom going from the below up to the above. So you don't do it, but you have it in lochish, but you have it as an aser, and we discussed this before. The dinim of nitzah kibur. Okay, so hold it here.